Well, good morning, folks. It's your old buddy Luke Clayton, and welcome to this week's High Plains Outdoors. Coming to you today from the porch of my little cabin here, it's just breaking day here where I live, and we have had some sweltering temperatures the past week or so, over 100 just about every day. One day on the porch of this little cabin this past week, my thermometer recorded 111 degrees. That's just too hot, I'll tell you. It's time to think about defrosting some wild pork and cooking, and I thought I would give you a tip today, a recipe for some of the most tasty wild pork that you've ever eaten. And I understand everybody doesn't have wild pork in their freezer, so domestic pork backstrap works just as well, pork loin if you will. So this recipe is for a stuffed pork loin, and I guarantee you will enjoy it. It's very, very tasty, and it's fairly simple to really prepare. It's not a whole lot to it. What you want to do is take, now, of course, wild pork, these loins are not, as a rule, they're not going to be as big as a pork loin that you'd buy at the store, but regardless, if you buy a whole pork loin at the store, use about half of it. It's going to be roughly, 12, 14 inches long, the piece that you want to cook. Take a sharp knife and butterfly the loin. Cut it right down the middle where it looks like a hot dog bun, if you will. And I always season and marinate overnight my pork loins. But take it and put some, one thing that you've got to have is some garlic powder. A lot of times I'll just use garlic salt and then go back with black pepper. But you can season it with any spices that you like or combination of spices. But the main thing is to open it up like a hot dog bun. Don't cut it all the way through and season it all over, inside and out. And wrap it in, you can put it in a glass container, whatever. Leave it in the refrigerator overnight. And that marination really, I think it really improves the flavor of pork. Then you're getting ready to put all the ingredients in, and you're going to use an outdoor smoker, grill, whatever. You could cook this in the oven, but I like to put some wood smoke on it where it really gives it a good flavor. With that loin opened up, take some cream cheese and spread it pretty liberally on the inside. Just picture being a hot dog bun opened, and you're going to put the cream cheese on the inside all the way down. Now, take a strip of fatty bacon, or maybe two. This will, especially if it's wild pork, because it's going to need a little basting. Wild pork is just leaner by nature. But take a couple of strips of bacon and lay them lengthwise inside this opened up pork loin. Now, this depends on how well you like jalapeno, but I love it. I'll usually take two jalapeno peppers, seed them and core them, remove all the hot parts on the inside of the pepper, dice them up really finely, and sprinkle them over there, all over the inside of your opened up pork loin. Now, this is another option for you. If you like cilantro, and I love cilantro, take about a half a head of cilantro and dice it up pretty well and sprinkle that all inside there. So you've got that pretty much ready to close up and secure with bacon. So with your cream cheese and your jalapeno, your cilantro inside this opened up loin, next thing you want to do is take a bunch of pieces of bacon. It'll probably take, for a 13, 14-inch loin, it's going to probably take you 6 or 8 pieces of bacon, maybe a whole pound of bacon. Most of the fat's going to cook away anyway. But take that and wrap it up real good, put it in your smoker, and let it go for about 4 or 5 hours until it reaches 160 and that bacon is crispy. I guarantee you, folks, that'll be some of the best pork loin you've ever had. Let's get back to a little Western swing and other things, and tune in next week. We'll have some more fun.
Folks, High Plains Outdoors is made possible by the Dallas Safari Club, Smoke and Tech's Electric Smokers, Butcher Packer Supply, Air Force Air Guns, Hunter Supply, Darton Archery, Catfish Bubblegum, Sightmark, maker of the Photon XT, Pyramid Air, and Pro Angler Tackle.